弟兄姊妹们，我们看启示录第三章。
Brothers and sisters, please turn to Revelation chapter 3.
我们看老底嘉教会。
We'll look at the church of Laodicea.
最近一段时间，我们弟兄借着启示录里面七个教会给我们有一些的交通。
During these past weeks, our brother has been sharing to us through the seven churches in the book of Revelation.
我自己回去把这几个教会的情况，我又这几个教会的经文，我自己又认真的读了一下。
And when I return, I continue to read carefully in these seven churches.
这里面让我读到，我觉得最让我扎心的就是老底嘉的教会。
What pricked my heart the most is the church in Laodicea.
我想今天跟就是挑出几个我比较有负担，也是我很有感觉的几个点和大家分享。
I would like to share with you some points that I have burden and also that I felt most about.
我们看十五节，第三章十五节。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 15.
我知道你的行为。
I know your works.
主在每一个教会在最起头，基本上第一句话的时候，他都说我知道你的行为。
For each of these churches, the Lord basically starts the same way, saying, "I know your works."
我里面深深的感觉到主他在鼓励我们，他在安慰我们。
I felt deeply that our Lord is encouraging us.
他好像在告诉我们说，他纪念我们的一切的劳苦。
It is as if he's saying that I remember all your labor.
虽然我们很多事情，比如说我们传福音可能没有果效。
Perhaps in our preaching of the gospel, there's no fruit.
可能我们读经的时候，我们很多地方我们读不明白。
Perhaps when we're reading the word that we do not comprehend.
我们常常来聚会，或许我们有 routine 的这种感觉。
And perhaps when we gather together, we have a sense of being routine.
但是我们主第一句话就说，我知道你的行为。
But our Lord, His first word says, "I know your works."
他并不是不纪念我们这些的行为。
It is not that He does not remember our works.
我们所做的主都知道。
Whatever we do, our Lord knows.
主实在是爱我们，所以主说，主接着他给我们很多责备的话。
Because of our Lord's love towards us, then He gives us a lot of words of reprimand.
他好像在说，你只有这些行为是不够的，你要有，你缺了很多重要的。关键的一些东西。
It is as if he's saying that even though you have these works, that is not enough. You lack certain critical things.
我今天有负担交通第十八节。
I would like to share on verse 18.
第十八节，我们先读一下。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
Verse 18, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see.
这里我们主他用的一个词，他说是买。
Here our Lord uses a phrase, it is to buy.
所以这里我们主提到的这些是需要买的。
So here, the things that our Lord mentioned, we need to buy.
是需要付代价交换的。
We need to pay a cost.That we need to exchange.
这些不是免费的。
These are not free.
所以我想，弟兄姊妹们，我们有一个感觉说，
So we need to have this feeling.
我们愿意付代价来跟随主。
That we are willing to pay the cost in order to follow the Lord.
这里我们主说到要买火炼的金子。
Here our Lord says that we need to.By gold we find in the fire.
火炼的金子这里指的是信心。
Here the gold refined with fire, it is speaking of faith.
我们记得在彼得前书里面主说，你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验的金心更为宝贵。
Here the Lord says that because your faith has been tested, that it is more precious than gold.
主也在雅各书第二章第五章的第五节讲到，那穷乏人在信上是富足的。
And the Lord, in James chapter 2 says that those people who are rich in their faith.
所以这里主提醒我们要买火炼的金晶，我们要有信心。
So here the Lord says that we need to buy gold refined in fire, that we need to have faith.
我们要能够信得过主。
We need to have faith in the Lord.
我们要能够把我们所求的，把我们所要的，把我们所爱的，能够交在主的手上，凭着信心来走。
We need to give the Lord what we love, what we want, and that we will walk by faith.
而不是抓在我们自己的手上，或者我们靠着自己的才干、自己的能力去得着这些。
And that we would not do things according to our own will and our own talents.
主又劝我们要穿白衣。
And the Lord has also asked us to put on a white garment.
我们知道白衣指的是圣徒所行的义。
And we know that these white garments speak of the righteousnesses of the saints.
这里是讲到我们的见证，讲到我们的行为。
Here it speaks of our testimony and our conduct.
我想我们弟兄姊妹们，我们在一起聚会的时候，或者有人能看见的时候，我们的见证，我们的行为都是好的。
Brothers and sisters, I believe that when we are gathering together, when others can see us, then our conduct looks good.
我想请问弟兄姊妹们，当你自己一个人的时候，你是一个什么样的光景呢？
But I ask brothers and sisters, when you are alone by yourself, what is your condition?
我们有没有过一个清洁的生活？
Do we live a life that is pure?
我们有没有心里面去抵挡罪，抵挡从世界来的黑暗？
Do we resist sin? Do we resist the darkness that comes from the world?
这些都是污秽我们的衣裳的。
These are things that will cause our garments to not be white.
不仅是在人前的时候，当我们自己一个人的时候，或者人看不见的时候，我们要知道我们要穿白衣。
Not only when we are before others, but also when we are alone, we need to know that we ought to put on these white garments.
第三件事，主劝我们要买的是买眼药擦我们的眼睛。
The third thing the Lord says it is to buy eye salve so that we can anoint our eyes.
我想我们重生得救的弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道，当我们刚刚信主的时候，我们的眼睛都好像被打开了一样。
Those who are, of us who are born again know that when we first believe the Lord, it is as if our eyes have been opened.
我们过去觉得好像是没有神的，但是我们信主了，我们知道这个世界上是有一位神的。
In the past, we thought that there is no God, but now we know that there is a God.
我们过去是偏行己路，觉得没有问题的，但是当我们信主之后，发现我过去走的是一条通向灭亡的路。
In the past, we walked our own ways, but then after we know the Lord, we realized that we were walking towards destruction.
我们过去在信主之前，我们所做所行的，我们那个时候觉得没有什么问题，但是信主之后，我们看见我们做的很多的事情都是污秽的，都是见不得人的。
When we before we knew the Lord, we thought that our conduct was good. But after we know the Lord, when we review our conduct in the past, we realize that this is unclean and cannot be seen by others.
当我们信主的时候，我们眼睛被打开了一次。
When we knew that when we believed in the Lord, our eyes were opened once.
这里主鼓励我们说要买眼药擦你的眼睛，就是说我们的眼睛要一直不断继续的被打开。
And here the Lord says that we need to buy eye salve and anoint our eyes. That is to say that our eyes need to continue to be open.
在我个人的感觉里面，我实在觉得是世界的神弄瞎了我们的心眼。
In my own sense, I feel that the gods of this world has blinded us.
我们当我们重生得救，我们得着主的生命之后，我们都是看见了，没有人是没有看见的。
When we first believed the Lord and we were born again, that everybody saw.
为什么我们走着走着，我们好像眼睛瞎了，我们看不见了呢？
But how come after we start walking, it is as if then our eyes are now blind?
世界的神弄瞎了我们的心眼。
The gods of this world has closed.Blinded our eyes of our heart.
在我们这边好像不知不觉的又回到世界上，跟这个世界又联合起来了。
And it is as if unbeknownst to us, we have been reunited with the world again.
我们弟兄上主是提醒我们要恢复起初的爱。
Our brother last Sunday encouraged us that we need to recover the first love.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要回到起初。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we must return to the beginning.
回到起初的单纯。
Return to the simplicity of the beginning.
回到起初的相信。
Return to the believing of the beginning.
盼望主擦亮我们的眼睛，让我们能看见。
May the Lord open our eyes that we may see.
我想最后有一点时间，可能我再交通一下第二十节。
I have a little bit of time left, so I would like to share from verse 20.
主在这里说，他站在门外叩门。
Here the Lord says that he is standing up at the door and knocking.
听见声音的开门的，他就进去和我们一同坐席。
If anyone hears his voice and opens the door, then he will come in to dine with us.
我读到这里的时候，我觉得是讲到我们聚会的生活。
When I read this, I sense that this is speaking of our life of gathering.
当我们在小组聚会一起查经的时候，
When we gather in our small groups to study the Bible together,
主在我们里面说话。
The Lord is speaking within us.
他说，这个时候你可以说一些话。
The Lord says, at this juncture, you can speak.
或者说这个话你不要讲。
Or this word you should not say.
或者说刚才我讲的那个话，主说你讲错了。
Or perhaps the Lord says, whatever you just said, that's wrong.
你要公开的，你要诚实的跟弟兄姊妹们讲，我讲错了。
You have to be honest and open and let the brothers and sisters know that you said something wrong.
当我们聚会的时候，主在我们的心里面叩我们的心门。
When we are gathering together, the Lord is knocking on the doors of our heart.
弟兄姊妹们，我们有没有听见主在叩我们的门？
Brothers and sisters, have we heard that the Lord is knocking at us?
如果你听见了，你愿意去开门吗？
If you heard it and you're willing to open the door,
你愿意照着主的声音去这样去做吗？
Then are you willing to do according to what the Lord says?
我读到这一节，我也想到我们弟兄在主日给我们释放的信息。
When I read this verse, I also remembered what our brother shared on Sunday.
主也借着我们在讲台上交通的弟兄们对我们说话，叩我们的心门。
The Lord has also used the brothers who are speaking on Sundays to knock at the doors of our heart.
我们如果听见了主的声音，我们愿意去开门吗？
If we heard the Lord's voice and we're willing to open the door,
我们愿意照着我们弟兄所说的去行吗？
Are we willing to do according to what our brother shared?
盼望我们弟兄姊妹们能够对主的话我们都能够认真。
May we be serious before the Lord and His word.
我读到最后一句，我觉得非常的受鼓励，就是他说他与我一同坐席。
And the very last phrase, I was very encouraged. It says that he will sit down and dine with me.
这里中文就是说他与我一同吃饭。
Here it says that he will dine with me.
所以我们如果开门，主会进来与我们一同的交通，与我们同在，与我们一同的在生命里面能够摸着他。
Therefore, if we're willing to open the door, our Lord will come in to have fellowship with us.
这实在是我们聚会的目的，就是主在我们这里。
And this is the purpose of our gathering.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄这一次交通到启示录的七个教会讲
This time our brother shared with us the seven churches in the book of Revelation.
讲到有三种情况，堕落、失败还有得胜。
And there are three conditions, that is fallen, failure and overcoming.
我听完之后有两个感觉。
And when I heard this, I had two feelings.
第一个感觉就是我们在主面前的情况，我们的光景是毫无隐藏的。
The first is that our condition before our Lord is not, there's nothing hidden.
我们真实的光景是怎么样？也许和外表相差的非常大，但是我们的主都知道。
Our true condition might be very different from the outward appearance, but our Lord knows.
刚才弟兄也有提到，每一个教会书信的开始，主都说我知道。
Our brother also just mentioned that at the beginning of every single letter, the Lord says, I know.
主说我知道你的行为，我知道你的患难，我知道你的居所。
The Lord says, I know your works, I know your difficulties, I know where you dwell.
我觉得主认识我们。我觉得主认识我们，在我们，我们在他面前是赤露敞开的，这些道我们都听过。
I know that the Lord knows us, and these words that we have heard, that we are open and naked before the Lord.
可能也经历过主开眼睛，让我认识一点我自己的本相。
And perhaps we've encountered being our eyes being open so that the Lord will show us our true condition.
但是，弟兄这一次问了很多非常实际、非常基本的问题。
But this time our brother asked some very fundamental questions, very basic and important questions.
我是真的知道我真实的光景是怎么样吗？
Do I truly know my own condition?
我是活的吗？还是死的？
Am I dead or am I alive?
我是在一个不冷不热的情况里吗？
Am I in a condition that is neither warm, hot or cold?
我是不是对主失去了起初的爱？
Have I lost my first love towards the Lord?
我祷告主听吗？主回答了吗？
When I pray, does the Lord answer?
我来聚会，主真的有话对我说吗？
When I come to a meeting, does the Lord truly speak to me?
我读圣经是为了什么？
What am I reading the Bible for?
我是一个对主认真的吗？
Am I serious before the Lord?
还是我只在聚会里表现认真？
Or am I only appearing to be serious in a meeting?
我是真的要主吗？还是我也要钱，要世界，要我自己的命。
Do I truly want the Lord, or do I want both the Lord and also money or my own life?
我在主面前真的有过困苦，有过 struggle 吗？
Have I truly been felt wretched before the Lord and have struggled?
我觉得这些都是非常 real 的问题。
These are all really real questions.
因为其实我在过去一段时间，我也在问自己这些问题。
Because in the past days, I've also been asking myself these questions.
我发现好像外面都可以继续聚会，继续做很多事情。
I discovered that outwardly we can continue to gather, we can do a lot of things.
但是其实我里面是空的。
But in me, there's an emptiness.
我发现其实什么都不知道。
In actuality, I do not know anything.
很多实际的东西其实是没有扎实的学过。
A lot of things, the concrete things I have not truly learned.
我觉得主也让我回到最最基本的几个方面，我是怎么聚会的，怎么读经，怎么祷告的。
And the Lord brought me back to the beginning. How do I gather? How do I read the Bible? How do I pray?
主在我生活里真不真？我能认出主的手吗？
Is the Lord real in my daily living? Can I sense the Lord's hand?
启示录第三章十七节里主对老底家的教会说，你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
In Revelation chapter 3 verse 17, the Lord says, You say, I'm rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
感谢主，我觉得他没有要让我们一直都不知道。
We thank the Lord, he does not want us to stay in the condition of not knowing.
在这里我也想分享我的一件小事情。
I would also like to share a small testimony.
对，因为我们公司每年三月都会有 performance review 嘛。
Because at my work, we have a performance review every March.
一般就是写一写自己去年做了什么，然后老板可能会再给一些 feedback.
Usually we would write about what we worked on the past year, and our boss would write.Some kind of feedback.
通常都是比较鼓励的正面的话。
Usually the feedback is quite positive and encouraging.
但是这一次我收到了一些负面的 feedback.
But this time I received some negative feedback.
对，一开始其实是挺难受的。
At first it did not feel good.
但是其实当时读着读着，我里面突然间就亮了。
But when I was reading it, suddenly I was illuminated.
先不讲，的确是在工作上有要学习的事情。
I won't speak of the things that I truly actually have to learn at work.
但是当时我突然间就觉得这个是主在看我。
But at that moment, I suddenly realized that it is the Lord looking at me.
我自己给自己写的评价和主对我真正的评价其实差距很大。
What I'm writing as my self-review and what the Lord sees is very different.
我只看重我外面做了什么，但是主是看内心的。
I look, pay attention to what I'm doing outwardly, but the Lord looks at the heart.
可能一些很模糊，好像知道但又 cover 起来的很多情况，其实主都清清楚楚、明明白白。
There may be certain things that are fuzzy, and I try to cover it up, but the Lord knows very clearly.
在撒母耳记上第十六章第七节，耶和华对撒母耳说，不要看他的外貌和他身材高大， 我不拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
In Samuel, somewhere the Lord says that, I do not look at the outward appearance that he is tall, but because the Lord looks at the heart and man looks at the outward appearance.
神是看内心的，他也是乐意光照，乐意启示我们的。
The Lord looks at the heart and he's also willing to illuminate us.
求主真的给我们一个诚实单纯的心，来到他的面前，问他到底是怎样看我的。
May the Lord truly help us to come honestly before the Lord and ask Him, how does He see us?
刚才弟兄也有读到三章，启示录三章第十九到二十节，凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
Here in Revelation chapter 3 verse 19 says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, therefore be zealous and repent.
我想主的话已经很清楚，我们是有路的。
The Lord's word here is very clear that there is a way.
只要肯悔改，在他那里永远是有回头的恩典。
As long as we are willing to repent, then there is always the grace to return.
我第二个想交通的是关于得胜。
The second thing I want to share is regarding overcoming.
其实以前想到得胜的时候，或者听弟兄讲要做得胜者的时候，总会觉得这个好像是一种很超然的基督徒。
In the past, when I hear of overcoming or when I was exhorted to overcome, I always felt that this is for super Christians.
但是这一次弟兄的交通给了我鼓励，这是我们每一个人都可以有的经历。
But this time, our brother's sharing encouraged us that it is for every single one of us.
我想到罗马书第八章第三十七节。
In Romans chapter 8, verse 37.
然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
已经得胜有余了。
Here it's in the tense that we are more than conquerors.
主的生命就是一个得胜的生命。
The Lord's life is an overcoming life.
只要我们真的是重生得救的，这个生命已经在我们里面了。
As long as we are born again and redeemed, that this life is already in us.
这里也提到爱。
Here it speaks of love.
上周伟修弟兄也有讲到爱。
And last week our brother Benjamin shared on love.
所以到底什么是得胜呢？怎么才能得胜呢？
So what is overcoming and how do we overcome?
我自己有一点感觉，就是要回到和主爱的关系里。
My sense is that we need to return to this relationship of love with our Lord.
因着爱，主可以，主是我的第一位。
Because of love, that the Lord could be my first in my heart.
当主在我里面是第一位的时候，我就已经得胜有余了。
When the Lord is first in my heart, then I am already more than conquerors.
因为不是靠我自己可以胜过仇敌，胜过死亡，胜过世界。
Because by myself, and I cannot conquer over death, over Satan, over the world.
是我里面的那位坐在宝座上的主可以。
But the Lord who sits on my throne in my heart, He can.
我们周六也有在交通哥林多后书。
And on Saturdays, we've been sharing on 2 Corinthians.
第三章和第四章，里面有讲到，并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
And in chapter 3 and chapter 4, it says that it is not that we can do anything, but what we can do, it is because of God.
也提到我们有着宝贝放在瓦器里。
And it also speaks of that we have this treasure in earthen vessel.
如果主不是我心里的第一位，如果我失去了那个爱的关系。
If the Lord is not first in my heart, if we lose that relationship of love with the Lord,
我剩下的就只有知识，只有行为。
And what remains is also only my knowledge and also my conduct.
只有我们弟兄上周提到的明的锣响的靶。
And it is what our brother shared last week, that it is the clanging cymbals.
但是因着我们有这个宝贝放在瓦器里，这个宝贝已经在我们里面了。
But because we have this treasure in earthen vessel, that this treasure is already in us.
我就可以不丧胆。
That we not need to lose heart.
可以像保罗说的，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天心思一天。
And we could be like what Paul says, that even though the outward is corrupting, that within us it is renewed day after day.
愿我们都可以对主诚实，可以转向他。
May we be honest before the Lord, and we can turn to our Lord.
让他在我们里面做主。
So that he may be Lord in us.
可以从一个失败，从一个堕落的情况走向得胜。
So that we can walk from a fallen state, from a failed state, into a state of overcoming.
Today, 我想跟大家就是一起交通一些经节，是关于哥林多前书第一章17到30节的，就是。这里面保罗讲述了很多关于智慧和语拙的话。
I would like to share from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17 to verse 30. Here, Paul discussed a lot of things regarding wisdom and foolishness.
我们有提，这里有提到智慧的言语，智慧人的智慧，聪明人的聪明。
Here it speaks of the wisdom of the wise and the wisdom.And the understanding of the prudent.
也有提到神岂不是叫世上的智慧变为愚拙吗？
And here it also says that has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?
最后一句他又提到神又使他成为我们的智慧。
And then later on it says that God has made him our wisdom.
这些经节我读的时候我总会问自己一个问题，到底什么是智慧？
When I read these verses, I ask myself a question: What is wisdom?
什么是神的智慧？
And what is God's wisdom?
还有在生活中，我到底是用一个什么样的态度，什么样的智慧在生活？
And in my daily living, what is my attitude and what kind of wisdom am I using?
我是如何带孩子？
How do I lead my children?
我们刚才唱诗歌的时候有唱到一句，世界不能分我一份。
We sang a hymn this morning that the world shall no longer have a part.
但是我自己的生活，世界是分走了很大一部分。
But in my own daily living, the world has taken a large part.
我看待周围是周围世界的观点就是我的所谓科学的眼光。
And I view a lot of things using a scientific mind.
这个方法就是靠着实证，就是一系列事实为基础的判断。
And I use a lot of empirical observation.
在研究科学问题的时候，我们有一个算是公式的方法。
When we study science, there is this method.
我们观察事物，提出问题，然后提出自己的假设，然后做实验去验证，最后再得出结论。
We use a science-based approach to observe, and then we pose a question, and then we conduct an experiment, and to confirm our question hypothesis.
我把这些作为现实的真理。
And I treat these as truth.
并且把这些运用这些知识作为我的智慧的，或者是周围人，我判断周围人有没有智慧的体现。
And I also use this as a way to measure whether other people have wisdom about me.
最近这些年，我又开始非常喜欢用人工智能的一些软件，一些。我最常用的工具现在就是 ChatGPT 了，对。
And these days I enjoy using certain AI software like using ChatGPT.
我可以跟他讨论很多科学问题。
I can discuss a lot of scientific questions with the ChatGPT thing.
但我不知道许多弟兄姊妹是不是和我一样好奇，这些科学的方法或者是人工智能，它真的是智慧吗？
I wonder if brothers and sisters are curious whether these artificial intelligence things, is that really wisdom?
因为我们以为我们在用这些工具、这些方式来理解世界的本质。
We thought we're using these tools to reveal the nature of the world.
我把聚会的生活和我现实的生活分成了完全不同的两个部分。
And I separate my church life and my daily living as two separate things.
我想这里举一个例子。
I will give you an example.
我之前我带小孩出去玩的时候，我有看到彩虹。
Once I brought my kids out to play and I saw a rainbow.
小孩子经常会问爸爸为什么彩虹这么漂亮。
And my kids would ask me, Dad, why is this rainbow so pretty?
我会告诉他，这是因为光在有下雨天之后有许多小液滴，光在里面有反射、折射和散射，所以有了彩虹。
I would tell my kids that it is because of rain and there's little droplets, and then light will have refraction within and causing these rainbows.
甚至我还会告诉他，如果你去再仔细看的话，空中的液滴的大小还有你站的位置都会影响你对彩虹的你会看到不同的彩虹。
And I would even tell them that if you pay attention to the size of the droplets and where you are relative to the various things that you will see different rainbows.
并且运用这些知识，你可以制造一个人工彩虹。
And using this kind of man's wisdom, you can create an artificial rainbow.
但这样我就满足了吗？我们就满足了吗？
But are we satisfied with this?
这些就是我所谓的科学的方法。
These are my so-called scientific methods.
但是如果我们再去读圣经创世纪九章十二到十六节的时候，
But then if we read from Genesis chapter 9 verse
九章十二到十六节
verse 12 to verse 16，
这里记述了彩虹是神与我们立约的记号。
Here it records that the rainbow it is a sign of this covenant that God has established with men.
我可以给大家读一下，我使云彩盖地的时候，必有虹现在云彩中，我便纪念我与你们和各样有血肉的活物所立的约，水就不再泛滥毁坏一切有血肉的物了。
It shall be when I bring a cloud over the earth that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. The water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh.
虹必现在云彩中，我看见就要纪念我与地上各样有血肉的活物所立的约。
The rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth.
每次读到这些经节，我会知道为什么会有彩虹出现。
Every time when I read these verses, I know why there is rainbow.
我也从中看到了神的公义和怜悯。
And from it, I see the righteousness of God and also His mercy.
这些是我靠科学永远没有办法得到的。
And these are things that I cannot obtain just using science.
但是这也是我生活中以前我常常忽略的。
But this is also something I often neglect in my life.
所以现在我非常宝贵许多读经和大家交通的机会。
Therefore, now I truly treasure the opportunity to read the Bible and also to have fellowship with one another.
第二点是关于人工智能的。
The second point is regarding AI.
这里我想讲一个思想的实验，是关于一个中文房间的实验。
I would like to share on a thought experiment.
Chinese room.
Chinese room.
Yeah.如果想象你自己是一个不会讲中文的人，待在一个房间里。
Imagine you are someone who does not speak Chinese and you are inside a room.
你有一大堆中英文对照的资料可以参考。
And you have a lot of bilingual texts that you can look at between Chinese and English.
这时外面的人给了你一张纸条，是中文的问题。
And now someone gives you a piece of paper that has a Chinese question on it.
你靠着屋里的这些规则，你也回复了这张纸条，用中文回答的。
And you use these resources to reply in Chinese.
外面的人以为你是屋里的人，是一个完全懂中文的人。
And people outside of the room would think that you are as if you are someone who understands Chinese.
但是屋里的人他真的懂中文吗？
But the person in the room, does he truly know Chinese?
如果我只是把这些掌握这些规则作为一个智慧，难道这就是我的满足吗？
If I only use these principles to become my wisdom, am I satisfied with this?
很显然，我们只会把这些规则当作工具使用，不会把它谈不上智慧。
We only use these principles as laws to follow and not become wisdom for us.
我想跟大家分享，不管是科学还是人工智能，它都只是世人的智慧。
I would like to share that no matter science or artificial intelligence, these are but man's wisdom.
生活中因着这些工具蒙蔽我们的眼，就忽略神的智慧，并不是一个明智的选择。
In our daily living, if we use these tools to, and therefore not look at God's wisdom, then that is not a wise decision.
其实圣经中还有许多关于智慧的话。
There's a lot of other verses in the Bible that speaks of wisdom.
在箴言、传道书、马太福音、哥林多前书以及雅各书中都有许多关于智慧的记载。
And it is recorded in Proverbs and Psalms and James and many other places.
我希望自己可以作为一个真正明白神智慧的人。
I would like to be someone who could truly comprehend God's wisdom.
虽然借助工具可以让我们的生活方便。
Even if these tools can give us an easier life.
但是这些工具不是我们生活的目的。
But these tools are not the purpose of our living.
神的话告诉我们，认识神才是智慧的开端。
God's word tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
好，这是我的交通。
This concludes my sharing.
弟兄在第三堂信息中反复问我们，知道不知道主快要来了。
In our brother's third message, he continues to ask us multiple times, do we know that our Lord is coming quickly?
在我心中，我其实是知道的。
In my heart, I know.
我是怎么知道的呢？我是从自己读圣经当中知道。
How do I know? It is from my personal Bible reading.
因为从前我发现我在听到说主要快来了 ,Are you ready? 我心中总有个感觉是这个弟兄太爱主了。
Because in the past, when I hear in a message someone saying, the Lord is coming quickly, are you ready? Then my sense is that this brother loves the Lord too much.
但是当我自己安静下来读圣经的时候，我就发现圣经在好多地方都在讲，我必快来。
But then when I quiet myself down and read the Bible myself, I notice that a lot of places in the Bible it speaks of the Lord saying he is coming quickly.
并且主说已经在门口了。
Also, he says he is already at the door.
当我有了这样的一个感觉的时候，他确实会帮助我重视我心里的光景。
When I have this sense, then that would help me to take more attention to my own condition within my heart.
对，而不是我外面表现出来人看见的样子。
And to not pay attention as much to my outward appearance of what others can see.
因为我知道很快这一切都会被显在光下。
Because I know that very quickly these things will be illuminated and revealed.
并且由火来试验。
And it will also be tested by fire.
如果今天大家都觉得我好，到那一天显出来我都是草木禾秸的建造，我觉得我更丢人。
If today everybody thinks that I'm good, but that day reveals that I'm made of wood, hay, and stubble, then that would be even more embarrassing.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹们渐渐都有这样的感觉。
Praise the Lord that we start to have this sense together.
就是我们在聚会中这几个小时表现的爱主，表现的热情，表现的顺服，都是容易的。
That is, when we gather together for these mere few hours a week, that we can appear easily to be obedient to the Lord and loving the Lord.
不容易的就是在那些人看不见的时候，我所做的，我的生活，我的所思所想。
But the harder thing is when others cannot see us. What are we thinking about? What are we doing?
我在人看不见的时候是如何敬畏主的，是如何跟从主的。
When others cannot see me, how am I following the Lord? How am I fearing the Lord?
从前我是很同意马大的，我觉得服事总要做一点事。
In the past, I very much agree with Martha that if we're serving, then we must do something.
但是渐渐的我发现主其实不是需要我们的帮助。
But slowly I realized that the Lord does not need our help.
真正的服事就是用心灵和诚实。
The true service is to use spirit and in truth.
但是在认识我自己新的光景当中，我也真实地碰到了我的软弱。
But when I start to understand and know my own condition, then I sense my own weakness.
就是我发现我在读经的时候，有一些的圣经节我做不到。
That is, when I read the Bible myself, I notice that there are certain verses that I cannot do.
总体来说，就是我觉得我怕受苦。
If I conclude it, it would be make a conclusion. It would be because I am afraid of suffering.
比方有一个人说我要主啊，我要跟从你。
For example, if someone says I want to follow you, Lord.
对，主说狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。
And the Lord says the foxes have holes and the birds of the field have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
我发现我想跟从主，但我却不想没有枕头的地方。
I realize that I want to follow the Lord, but I do not want to have no place to lay my head.
这次的聚会让我意识到我做错了一件事。
This time, this meeting allowed me to notice that I'm doing something wrong.
就是每当我读到这样话的时候，我就想要靠我自己的力量去 match 上。
That is, every time when I read some verse like this, I want to use my own strength to match it.
我想用我自己的力量去成就这个状态，然后再来到主面前。
I want to use my own strength to get to that condition, then I can come to the Lord.
然后我就发现我是屡试屡败。
Then I noticed that every time I try, I fail.
到一个地步，我甚至在想，如果主明天回来了。
To a point, I'm thinking, if the Lord comes back tomorrow,
我就告诉他说 I tried.
I'll tell the Lord, I tried.
我真的试了，但是我不行。
I truly tried, but I cannot.
这一次弟兄交通道，他和主一直有一个亲密的交通。
This time our brother shared that he continues to have a sweet fellowship with the Lord.
他说我们是没有能力的，我们只有靠着主才有力量。
He says we have no strength, but by the Lord then we can have strength.
我发现我不知不觉间就失去了跟主之间那个交通。
I realized that unbeknownst to me, I start to lose that fellowship with the Lord.
当我这样思想的时候，主又对我说话。
When I meditate this way, the Lord spoke to me.
主说你看你把你生活中很多具体的难处交给我的时候
The Lord says, when you give me many of these concrete difficulties that you have in your living,
我都带你走过
I have already brought you through.
那你为什么不把你新的难处也交给我呢
So likewise, why don't you give me the difficulties in your heart?
你怎么知道在我那里没有路呢
Why do you think that there is no way with me?
我们常常在唱诗歌照我本相。
We often sing a hymn, just as I am.
我发现其实真的要 get 那个照我本相其实不容易。
I noticed that it is actually quite difficult to come, to understand this just as I am.
也是以前我们在主面前有五层的 layer.
Perhaps in the past before our Lord we had five layers.
但是信主了之后，可能我们很容易拿掉三层。
After believing the Lord, perhaps it is very easy to cast off three of those layers.
但是其实还有两层。
But there are still two layers left.
举个例说，比方我们说我想要奉献给主的祷告。
For example, if we are praying that we want to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
我们常祷告的就是说，主啊，我想奉献给你，可能我做不到，求主帮助。
We often pray, Lord, we want to consecrate ourselves to you, but perhaps we cannot. May you help us.
如果这个是真的，那很好。
If this is true, then that if that is genuine, then that is very good.
但是我发现其实那个人心中想说的是主啊我不想奉献给你。
But then I discovered that actually people are saying, Lord, we do not want to consecrate ourselves.
但是不敢这么讲，只敢讲一点稍微好听的话。
But we dare not say that, so we say something a little bit better sounding.
所以这样的祷告可能真的没有办法一直继续，因为说两句就没了。
Then we cannot continue to pray this way because it will be the same every time.
就没有办法说真的跟主一直有交通，因为一直有交通，你肯定要讲真话，要最真的话。
And we cannot be able to sustain a continued fellowship with the Lord because if we want to have a continued fellowship, then we need to say something that's genuine.
我这个时候就想到了以前读到尼弟兄带一个女生信主的故事。
Then I remember the story of Brother Ni leading a sister to believe the Lord.
弟兄说他总是想把人带到与主的祷告中。
The brother says that he wanted to bring people to into the prayer with the Lord.
他总是想让人的心出来与主碰一下。
He wants the people's hearts to touch the Lord.
当他就鼓励这个女生说让她开口祷告。
So he encouraged this woman to open her mouth to pray.
这个女生说我不要信主，因为我恨主。
But this woman says that she does not want to because she hates the Lord.
弟兄说好，那你就开口祷告，告诉主你恨他。
And our brother says, okay, then you open your mouth and pray and tell the Lord that you hate him.
这个女生很诧异，说还可以这样祷告。
And this woman was very taken aback and said, could I actually pray this way?
弟兄说可以，然后就陪着她一起祷告。
And brother says yes, and then accompany her to pray.
这个故事就是这个，当这个女生开口祷告，她真的说主啊，我恨你。
This story says that when this woman truly opened her mouth and prayed and said, God, I hate you.
但因为这一个诚实的敞开，
But because of this genuine opening up,
圣灵就在她心中做工作。
Then the Holy Spirit started to do work in her.
她就开始告诉主说我为什么恨你。
And she started to tell the Lord why she hates him.
然后她就说到她很多的痛苦。
Then she speaks of a lot of pain that she had.
最后她就说主啊求你救我。
Then at the very end, she said, Lord, save me.
因着他的敞开。
Because she opened up.
因着谁定义要救。
Because the Lord was determined to save him.
所以这一个女生这样的一个祷告她就信主了。
So because of this prayer, the woman believed the Lord.
我觉得神在告诉我同样的话。
I feel like the Lord is telling me the same thing.
就是什么都要告诉耶稣。
That we need to tell Jesus everything.
这次也听伟修弟兄的建议，就是拿掉从前对这段圣经的注解来再读一次。
And this time I'm following our brother Benjamin's exhortation to take away the explanation from the verse and then to read it again.
我发现神一直是积极的。
Then I find that God is always active.
他一直是乐意拯救的。
He is always willing and delighted to save.
即使对于那些堕落和失败的教会，神也在鼓励他们哪些是可取的，并且指出他们哪些是一定要改的。
Even for those churches in a fallen state or in a failure state, that the Lord still points out what they ought to change and they can change.
神没有对任何一个教会说，就你这个样子，你没希望了。
The Lord did not speak to any church saying, "Look at you, you have no hope."
他没有说你这么差，你放弃吧，你没可能了。
He didn't say you're so terrible, give up.
我发现在我自己读经的时候，却常有这样的声音。
But when I study the Bible myself, I often hear this voice.
总是会说，你看，你可能吗？你够得上吗
？This voice will look at me and tell me, look at yourself. Can you actually do this?
我才知道原来那是仇敌的声音。
Then now I know that is the voice of the enemy.
这次弟兄还交通道一句让我觉得很有力的话。
Our brother also shared a word that is very powerful.
就是神必须要带我们经过堕落失败而回到得胜。
That is, God needs to bring us through fallen nature, through failure state, and back to overcoming.
原来这个是神的心智。
This is actually in the Lord's heart.
也是神完全能力可以成就的。
And this is also something because of his mighty power that he can accomplish.
我要做的就是要有一个柔软的心，相信主的话。
What I need on my end is to have a soft heart and to believe the Lord's word.
就像弟兄说的，必须要让主在我的生命中活。
Just like our brother shared that we need to let the Lord live in our life.
我要回到单纯，常常来依靠主。
To return to simplicity, to rely upon the Lord.
我想交通哥林多后书的第二章十七节。
I would like to share from Second Corinthians chapter 2 verse 17.
哥林多后书二章十七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 2 verse 17.
我们不像那许多人为利混乱神的道，乃是由于诚实，由于神在神面前凭着基督讲道。
For we do not, as the many, make a trade of the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, before God, we speak in Christ.
Darby 的直译的话就是说，乃是出于真诚，乃是出于神，在神面前，在基督里说话。
Here in Darby translation says, as of sincerity, but as of God, before God, we speak in Christ.
哥林多后书一章十二节的前半句。
In Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12, first part.
我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实。
For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity.
我想要交通的是乃是出于真诚。
What I would like to share is,regarding
as of sincerity. 在读保罗给哥林多教会写的书信，我可以很直接的感受到他在神面前，在弟兄姊妹面前是透明的，没有隐藏。
When I read Paul's epistle to the church in Corinth, that I can sense that he is open before the brothers and sisters
and before God. 所以我自己也一直在神面前思想。
Therefore, I also meditate before the Lord.
我也问了自己很多的问题。
I have a lot of questions.
我在神面前是真实的吗？
Am I sincere before the Lord?
我是诚实的吗？
Am I genuine before the Lord?
我对弟兄姊妹是出于真诚吗？
Am I sincere with brothers and sisters?
我在主面前的光景，我是出于真诚吗？
My condition before the Lord, is it sincere?
我在聚会中，我在说话，我是出于真诚吗？
Whenever I speak in a meeting, am I sincere?
保罗说他是在神面前是出于真诚的。
Paul says that he is sincere.
他的良心的见证是凭着在神面前的诚实。
And his testimony is that he is sincere before the Lord.
我就在想我在主面前有多真实。
Then I wonder how sincere I am before the Lord.
我真的想明白主对我这个人的心意吗？
Do I truly want to know the Lord's will for me?
还是只是想要解决问题，过我自己的生活？
Or do I only want my problems solved so that I can live my life?
在小组里的交通，我问的真的是我心里的问题吗？
In a small group meeting, am I asking my actual questions?
我交通的真的是我的感动吗？
What I fellowship on are those things that truly move me?
私下跟弟兄姊妹的交通，我们的安慰或者鼓励，是我们真实在主里面有学习的吗？
When we have private fellowship with one another, is that from what we truly have learned before the Lord?
我们真的相信神能做吗？
Do we truly believe that the Lord can do it?
祷告的时候，我们是真的在求主做事吗？
When we pray, are we truly asking the Lord to do things?
我们有真的在询问主的意思到底是什么呢？
Are we truly asking and seeking the Lord what He wants and what He means?
后来我就有查真诚 sincerity 在希腊的原文。
Then I looked up what sincerity this word means in Greek.
这个 sincerity 的意思是在日光中查验审判过的。
The word sincerity in Greek means that it's judged in the light of the sun.
也有诚实和单纯的意思。
And also the meaning of honest and purity.
这个真诚是在神的光里查验过的。
This sincerity has been judged in the light of God.
是没有虚假的。
There's no hypocrisy.
求主真的能够鉴察我们的心。
May the Lord truly examine our hearts.
查验我们的动机和想法。
To examine our inner motives and our thoughts.
让我们在主面前真的可以真实，没有隐藏。
So that we can truly be open and not hidden before the Lord.
这样我们才能够被恢复。
Then we can be recovered.
我们才可以被主改变。
Then we can be changed by the Lord.
当我们发现真的有不明白的真理。
When we discover there is truth that we do not comprehend.
我们真的想明白吗？
Do we truly want to understand?
我们如果真的想明白，我们真的愿意付一切的代价去明白吗？
If so, are we willing to pay any cost in order to understand?
还是我们是有条件的？
Or do we have conditions?
这段时间年长弟兄的交通，我自己心里有很多的提醒，然后也还在思想。
Through the sharing of our elder brother, that I have a lot of meditating before the Lord.
感觉我们的头脑里知道什么是对的。
In our minds, we know what is right.
但是我们可能不知道有多少对我们是真的。
So perhaps we do not know how much would that be real.
神对这七个教会有他的话。
God has spoken words to these seven churches.
那主是怎么看我的呢？
And how does the Lord view me?
主是怎么看我们的呢？
How does the Lord view us?
当我们看见自己的油是不足够等到见主的。
If we see that we do not have an extra oil in order to meet the Lord.
我们心里要怎么回应呢？
How shall we respond in our hearts?
我们是说，哦，我的油是不够的。
Do we say, oh, I do not have enough oil.
我好难过。
I'm very sad.
然后没了。And that's it.然后就停在这里了。
And we stop there.
还是我们真的到主面前？
Or do we come before the Lord's presence?
我们到主面前思想。
And we come and meditate before the Lord.
跟主说。
And ask the Lord.
主，我是不冷不热的。
Lord, I'm lukewarm.
但我不要继续这样。
But I do not want to stay in that state.
主，我的油是不够见你的。
Lord, I do not have extra oil in order to meet you.
但我要去买。
I want to go buy.
难道我们真的心里可以接受我的主一直不听我的祷告吗？
Can we truly accept that our Lord always tarry and not listening to our prayer?
难道我真的能够接受我一直听不见主回应我的祷告吗？
Could I accept that I cannot hear my Lord responding and answering my prayer?
难道我真的可以接受很多事情虽然结束了但是在主面前不清不楚吗？
Can I accept thatThese things have concluded, but I do not understand carefully before the Lord.
真的求主让我们出于真诚来到主面前。
May the Lord help us to have the sincerity to come before His presence.
可能有的时候不知道自己的想法对不对。
A lot of times, perhaps we do not know if our own thinking is right or not.
但是我们就放在主的光里。
But we place that in the Lord's light.
就让主来查验。
And we let the Lord examine.
明白的不明白的
whether we understand or not
有痛苦有挣扎的
things that we have pain or struggle with
我们都带到主面前来
we bring those before the Lord's presence
因为主说了只有祈求的才得着
because the Lord says only those who seek will find
我们青年家庭组前段时间刚一起读完马太福音，我在这里就有一些想跟弟兄姊妹一起分享。
Lately, our Bible study group has read Matthew, so I would like to share.
是在马太福音26:6-13。
This is from Matthew chapter 26, verse 6 to 13.
因为时间原因，我就在这里只读中文。
Because of time constraint, I will only read in Chinese.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里， 有一个女人拿着一玉瓶极贵的香膏来，趁耶稣坐席的时候浇在他的头上。门徒看见就很不喜悦，说：何用这样的枉费呢？这香膏可以卖许多钱，周济穷人。耶稣看出他们的意思，就说：为什么难为这女人呢？她在我身上做的是一件美事。因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。他将这香膏浇在我身上，是为我安葬做的。我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要诉说这女人所行的，做个纪念。我们知道这里讲到的女人就是玛利亚。
We know that this woman that is spoken of here, it is Mary.
她在主要上十字架的时候做了一件事，就是膏主。
Before the Lord was going onto the cross, she did one thing, that is to anoint the Lord.
我这次读到这里，特别的看见圣经这里说是一瓶极贵的香膏。
This time when I was reading it, I noticed here it's a very costly fragrant oil.
在马可福音十四章说这是至贵的真拿达香膏。
In Mark chapter 14, it says that it is a very very costly oil.
很多时候我们在乎我怎么看，但是却没有关心主怎么看。
Oftentimes we care about what we look at things, but we do not look at we care about how God looks at him.
主的话在这里首先给我们看到一个，就是在他眼里这是极贵重的。
Here the Lord says that in his eyes this is very costly.
所以当玛利亚把玉瓶打破，把香膏没有保留的倒在主的头上的时候。
So when Mary was breaking this alabaster flask and poured it out unreservedly,
主说她在我身上做的是一件美事。
The Lord says that she has done a good thing for me.
在圣经里我们不是很常看到主有这样的称赞，所以说这件事是很特别的一件事。
We do not often see the Lord commending people this way, that she has done a good work for him. So this is a very special thing.
主为什么看这件事是美事呢？
Why does the Lord say this is a good thing?
马可福音十四章八节那里说，他所做的是尽他所能的。
In Mark chapter 14 verse 8, it says that she has done what she could.
所以当一个人尽他所能的为主献上一切，
When someone does all that they could and have given everything for the Lord,
主看为极为宝贵，他的心就得到满足。
The Lord considers this very precious and his heart is satisfied.
所以我读到这里的时候，给我心中有一个很大的提醒。
Therefore, when I read this, I had a great reminder in my heart.
当我说我要服侍主，我要讨主的喜悦，我是不是真的看到主到底要什么？
When I say that I want to please the Lord, I want to serve the Lord, do I truly see what the Lord wants?
我关不关心主到底要什么？
Do I care about what the Lord wants?
那他到底看什么为宝贵呢？
And what does he consider as costly?
我们看到这不是很容易回答的问题，因为门徒都不知道主要什么。
This is not an easy question to answer because even the disciples didn't know.
门徒看见这件事的反应是什么？心中很不喜悦，说：何用这样的枉费呢？
Because when the disciples saw this, they were indignant and say, why this waste?
所以一个人这么多年天天的跟随主，听了这么多的道，
These people have heard the Lord's message every day and have followed the Lord for so long.
然后每一个聚会都在，甚至还在服侍主。
Now we go to all the meetings and perhaps even serve the Lord.
是竟然可以知道主不，竟然可以不知道主要什么。
But could still not know what the Lord wants.
所以门徒有一个反应，就是说，这实在是枉费。
That's why the disciples had this feeling of indignation and said, "Why this waste?"
因为在门徒眼里，这些香膏可以卖很多钱，周济穷人，做很多的工作。
Because in the eyes of the disciples, this very costly oil can be sold and could do a lot of good work and could also feed the poor.
或者如果就是用在主身上，也不需要全部都倒掉。
or if it is to be used on the Lord's body, doesn't have to be 100% poured out.
连玉瓶都打破了，然后留着一些不好吗？
And even the alabaster jar was broken. Why don't you just keep some?
主的眼光和人的眼光在这里有一个很大的冲突。主看是宝贵的，人却看为是枉费。
The Lord's point of view here and man's point of view are in direct conflict. The Lord has seen this as a good thing, but man sees this as a waste.
所以我们怎么看？
How do we view this?
圣经除了讲到香膏极贵重之外，还讲到一个就是香气。
And besides saying that this fragrant oil is very costly, it also says that it is very fragrant.
对，约翰福音十二章三节讲到。
In John chapter 12, verse 3, it says,
当玛利亚把香膏倒在主的身上的时候，屋里就满了香气。
Then when Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointing the feet of Jesus, and so forth, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil.
所以当玛利亚做这件美事的时候，在屋子里所有人都闻到了这个香气。
Thus we see that when Mary did this,good thing that everyone in the house was able to sense that fragrance.
所以弟兄姊妹们，或许我们没有办法直接闻到那个香气。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps we cannot directly sense the fragrance.
但是在我们当中有弟兄有姊妹，然后把自己的玉瓶打破。
But amongst us, there are brothers and sisters who broke their own alabaster jars.
不计算自己的代价和得失。
To not count their own cost and their loss.
为了主摆上自己的一切。
They poured out themselves for the Lord 100%.
他们身上就有一个如此明显的见证，让神的家里满了馨香之气。
And on them, there is this testimony for the Lord that is very obvious that caused the entire house of God to be very fragrant.
我心中也问自己，这个香气我闻见了没有？
And I ask myself in my heart, have I sensed this fragrance?
我们当中有人闻见了，甚至说有许多的人都闻见了。
Has a lot of people amongst us sensed this fragrance?
你看到人就被改变，被激励起来爱主。
When you see someone changed to love the Lord, that you are encouraged to also love the Lord.
所以如果我没闻见，是为什么？
But if I do not sense the fragrance, then why so?
如果我是闻见了这个香气，那我的反应又是什么呢？
And if I sense this fragrance,Then what is my reaction?
有可能是跟门徒一样的感觉是枉费。
Perhaps you'll be like the disciples. What a waste.
也可能觉得这个很好，但是我的香膏却怎么也不舍得全部倒出来给主用。
Or perhaps that I would think this is a good thing, but I'm still not willing to pour out my entire jar.
或者也许我可以倒出来一些给主用，但是玉瓶不能打碎。
Or perhaps I'm willing to pour out some, but I wouldn't break the alabaster jar because I want to keep some.
也可能是说我里面真的被激励到，也想奉献一切给主。
Or perhaps within me I'm truly encouraged and I also want to consecrate myself to the Lord.
如果我真的这么做，我也可以让神的家里面有馨香之气。
If I'm doing this, then I can also be that source of fragrance that fills God's house.
常常觉得玛利亚高主的时机好像不合时宜。
I often feel that Mary didn't have good timing when she was anointing the Lord.
耶稣在别人家里吃饭，很多人都在场，然后自己的姐姐和弟弟也在旁边看着。
She chose a time when the Lord Jesus is dining in someone else's house, and her sister and her brother were there.
她却做了一个常人眼里看来很出格的事情。甚至门徒都出来责备他。
And yet she chose that time to do something that seemed very strange to the point that even the disciples rebuked her.
但是玛利亚没有顾及那么多，她不在乎别人怎么评价她。
But Mary didn't count those things as important. She didn't care about how others would see her.
她也没纠结自己有没有完全的准备好。
And she didn't try to check her checklist, see if she's fully prepared.
也没有等待一个所谓完美的时机来高主。
And she didn't wait for a so-called perfect time in order to do this.
可能如果她顾及那么多，她永远也没找不到机会来高主的。
If she cared about all those things, perhaps she wouldn't have any opportunity to anoint the Lord.
所以她的眼睛就盯着主，只看准一件事。
So therefore, her eyes were fixed on the Lord and only considering one thing.
就是趁耶稣坐席的时候，他就抓住机会把香膏倒在主的身上。
That is when Jesus was dining, she took the opportunity, grasped the opportunity in order to pour out that oil on him.
因为他知道你们不常有我同在。
Because she knows that you do not have me with you always.
玛利亚看似她损失了一些贵重的香膏。
It seems that Mary has lost some fragrant oil.
但是她摸到了主的心意，让主的心得到了满足。
But she touched the Lord's heart and caused the Lord to be satisfied.
主看她所献上的是宝贵的，所以她得着了一个永远的价值。
And the Lord sees that she did a good thing, and therefore she has this eternal value.
因为主有说，他说，普天之下也要诉说这女人所行的，做个纪念。
Because the Lord even says that when this is preached to the whole world, that this would be mentioned, what has done will be also be told as a memorial to her.
所以就有一个香气就一直存留下来。
Therefore, this fragrance continues.
盼望我们也真的可以被激励，看到玛利亚所倾倒出来的。
May we also be encouraged to see what the Lord, what Mary has poured out.
也看到我们当中有爱主的弟兄姊妹为主摆上一切。
And we also see amongst us there are brothers and sisters who love the Lord who has given them their all.
对，我们里面可以有一个对的反应。
And we can have a right reaction.
不是倾注就是保留。
It is, It's pouring out.
趁着我们还
It's either pouring out or reserved.
趁着我们还有机会，我们也愿意尽我所能的奉献一切给主。
While we still have opportunity, may we do what we could in order to pour out everything for the Lord.
感谢主，我们弟兄姊妹们都交通了很多最近关乎我们最近所听到的信息，还有我们当中所发生的事情。
We thank the Lord, and then we have brothers and sisters have heard a lot of messages lately, and also have experienced the things that have been transpiring.
我们相信主，一方面他让我们非常真实的了解，招的人多，选上的人少。
We on one hand truly feel that the Lord has been explaining to us.That many are called but few are chosen.
但是另一方面，我们的主何等的盼望，我们所有的人都能够走出那个死亡、失败、堕落，还有那个不冷不热。
But we also see, on the other hand, that the Lord desires that every single one of us to walk out of the condition of death, of fallen, and also of the lukewarm condition.
我就着我最近读的一些东西，我来交通有两点，有两个小点来交通一下。
I would like to share on some things that I recently read, and I have two points.
在但以理书第三章，我们非常熟悉的一个故事。
And in the book of Daniel, chapter 3, this is a story that we are very familiar with.
因着不敬拜，尼布甲尼撒王所立的金像，但以理的三个朋友要被扔到那个火窑当中。
And this is the three friends of Daniel because they didn't want to bow down to worship that image of golden image of Nebuchadnezzar that they were going to be tossed into that fire.
这个是我们小朋友主日学都都知道的故事。
And little kids in Sunday school know this story.
我在这里边读的时候和我们因为我们前几周的时候也读交通过这一章的圣经。
Because a few weeks ago we had fellowship on this passage.
我以为我很熟悉这个故事和这里边主要让我清楚的东西。
I thought I was very clear on the story and also know what the Lord wants me to know.
但是后来仔细再读再想，我觉得那个远远要超过我原来所知道的。
But then afterwards, when I was meditating again and looking at it carefully, then I noticed this is far beyond what I thought.
我们都知道这三个朋友是有大信心的人。
We all know that these three friends had great faith.
但是他们信的是什么呢？
But what did they have faith in?
单单的就是说主会救我们脱离这个火窑。
Is it simply that the Lord will save them from this fiery trial?
我觉得他们从一被掳到巴比伦，他们就知道他们心中要持守的一个，就是要信得过我所信的这位神。
I think that from the moment they were captured and sent to Babylon, they had this firm belief that they need to hold fast to one thing, that is that the Lord is trustworthy.
因为他们这件事情一出来的时候，他们没有说我回去要祷告祷告。
Because when this thing happened, they didn't say, "Let us go back and pray."
就像十六节他们说的。
Just like in verse
16. 十六节后半句，这件事我们不必回答你。
In the second half of verse 16, it says, "We have no need to answer you in this matter."
这是他们最直接、最立即的那种反应。
This is the most immediate response that they had.
所以他不是在乎我要不要死，要不要被丢到火窑里。
Though, therefore, it is not about whether they will die and whether they will be tossed into that fiery trial.
他们只觉得你让我来敬拜你们的金像，这件事我不能做，我做不来。
They were just holding fast to this one thing that you have us worship this golden image. This we cannot do.
所以后边十七节和十八节，即便如此，十八节里边的即或不然，就非常自然的就说出来。
Therefore, in verse 17 and 18, these words, if that is the case, but if not, these become very words that are very reasonable.
所以我觉得对主的这个持守，就是我信的是那位，就是是全能的主，那位我所信的这件事情是对的。
Therefore, we are holding fast to the fact that our God is an almighty God and that this is true.
所以这个信心对我们来说，我觉得是跟我所谓的那个信心是不一样的。
This faith, I feel, is different from that so-called faith that I thought before.
所以希伯来书也讲，我们要信神是神。
And in Hebrews, it also says that we need to believe that God is.
即或不然，死又能如何呢？
But if not, then what could death do to us?
所以因着这样的信心，那个安息是在他里边，在他们里边。
Because of that faith, that they could have that peace within them.
我们今天博饼聚会的时候，我们唱过一首诗歌。
Today we sang a hymn in our breaking of bread meeting.
那里边说，现在我灵快乐平安。
Now I rejoice in my soul.
因我居处安全无限。
Because
my place is safe and.
Because my place is safe.
Yeah, 我已经在主里边。
I'm in the Lord.
没有什么能把基督的平安拦阻。
There's nothing that can hinder that peace of Christ.
所以我觉得这个因信带来的忠心何等的宝贵。
So I see this by faith we have this center and it is very precious.
然后我还想交通后边一句，这个是我们也非常熟悉的。就是它没有火燎的味道。第一，
I would like to then share another phrase that we are very familiar with, that is in the second half of verse 27, that the smell of fire was not on them.
Yeah, 他们出来的时候没有火燎的气味。
When they came out, there's no smell of fire.
我觉得这是讲到我们的见证。
I feel this is speaking of our testimony.
我们也经历很多神的保守，神的引导。各种各样经历的经历过神主的事情。
We experience a lot of Lord's protection, His guidance, and a lot of things that the Lord has us experienced.
但是我们总觉得好像我那个味道有点不对。
But oftentimes we feel that there is a smell that is not quite right.
Yeah, 所以我觉得真的是求主保守我们，怜悯我们，救我们，我们那个见证是单纯的。
May the Lord help us, protect us, and save us so that our testimony will be pure.
否则的话，就像我们最近经常交通到的，主会说我不认识你。
Otherwise, it would be like what we often fellowship on, that the Lord says, I do not know you.
或者就成了那个鸣的锣响的吧。
Or we would be like those clanging cymbals.
关乎这三个朋友的故事，我就回过头要看他们的当时的背景。
For these three friends, I wanted to go back and look at their background.
他们是在他们的年幼的时候，年少的时候就被掳到巴比伦的。
They were captured and brought to Babylon when they were young.
巴比伦是一个偶像的国家。
And Babylon is a place that worship idols.
他们是被掳，又没有属灵的环境。
And they were bound to Babylon, so they do not have that spiritual condition.
我就想何等的跟我们现在的世代这样的光景何等的相似。
How similar is that condition to our current age?
但是他们能够持守。
But yet they can hold fast.
诗篇第二章第二节讲到世上的君王和臣宰一起起来抵挡耶和华和他的受膏者。
And in Psalm chapter 2, it says that the nations rise up and they are against the Lord and His anointed.
我觉得这个世代就是这样的光景。
And I feel that this world, this age is that condition.
那三个朋友可以这样起来。
And those three friends can rise up.
我们也盼望我们能够受到鼓励，我们也能够起来。
And may we also be encouraged that we can also rise up.
我第二点想交通一点我读过的一个最近读了一下宾律师母的那个小传。
The second point I would like to share on recently I read the biography of Jesse Penn Lewis.
在他差不多31岁左右的时候。
When she was about 31 years old,
她求主圣灵充满。
She asked the Lord to fill her with His Holy Spirit.
圣灵就问了她三个问题。
And the Holy Spirit asked her three questions.
第一个就是，如若你被圣灵充满，你可以接受被人厌弃吗？
The first he asked is, if you are filled by the Holy Spirit, can you accept that others despise you?
第二个就是，你这所求的是要为着工作成功。被众人认作是一个大有用处的人吗？
The second is that you're asking this, is it for the sake of the work that you will be considered someone who is mightily used by the Lord?
第三个问题最打动我。
The third question moved me the most.
圣灵问他，你愿否没有任何奇妙的经历，单凭信心，完全依靠主的话而行？
The Holy Spirit asked her,Are you willing to accept to proceed with no miraculous experiences and relying only upon solely on your faith and completely depending on the Lord's supply?
当然我们的姊妹是有十字架的光照，她可以一生来讲述十字架的经历和跟随主。
Of course, our sister had the illumination from the cross that she can speak of and follow that cross all her life.
但是我在想这个第三个问题的时候
But when I was thinking about this third question,
我就在想如果圣灵充满难道我不会有经历吗
I was thinking if the Holy Spirit fills me how would I not have some kind of miraculous experience
那我是真的被充满了吗被圣灵充满了吗
Then have I truly been filled by Him
我有时候听到弟兄姊妹们有一些非常奇妙的经历的时候
Sometimes when I hear of brothers and sisters having some miraculous experience,
我是非常非常羡慕的。
I admire that very much.
我羡慕那些经历是可以发生在我的身上。
And I long for those experiences to also happen in me.
有时候我也会觉得怀疑，我对主是真的吗？
And sometimes I would feel a doubt within, am I truly, am I right before the Lord?
但是真的这一个问题。是一个非常尖锐的问题。
But this question is a question that is very sharp.
但是当我就是仔细安静下来，我在思想的时候。
But when I quiet myself down and I'm pondering about this carefully.
我觉得主确实，我只能说他是奇妙的。
I could only say that the Lord, He is wonderful.
因为如果一个人能够没有什么奇妙的经历，还能够单靠他的话，还能够单靠信心，只是就是跟随他的话而行。这是世界上，这是天地之间最奇妙的一件事情。
Because if someone could truly follow the Lord without a miraculous experience to rely solely upon faith in the Lord's word, that itself is the most miraculous thing.
我觉得我们要真实地郑重神的话。
I feel that we need to genuinely and truly pay heed to the Lord's word.
因为刚才弟兄讲到提到那个人工智能。
Our brother just mentioned artificial intelligence.
原来有弟兄讲过的一句话又重新再提醒我。
And what a brother has shared before, now I'm reminded of it again.
他说你从 Google, 从网上你可以搜到很多关乎十字架。
He said that on Google you can do a search and find a lot of things about the cross.
但是如果你不真实地背起十字架，没有十字架的经历，你永远都不会明白什么是十字架。
But if you do not carry the cross and to experience it, then you will never know what truly is the cross.
没错，这些东西可能会帮助我们工作生活。
Indeed, these tools might help us in our daily living and our work.
但是主的话何等的宝贵。
But the Lord's word is so precious.
愿意我们真实的把他的话郑重起来。
May we truly pay attention and take heed to his word.
根据着他的话来生活，来侍奉。
That we will live according to his word, that we will serve according to his word. Thanks for the word. Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们求你救我们。
Lord, we ask you to save us.
主啊，救我们从我们自己的眼光出来。
Save us out of our own perspectives.
我们向你打开。
That we would be open before you.
主啊，救我们到你的眼光当中。
Save us into your perspective.
主啊，被你鉴察。
That we will be examined by you.
也认识你的道路。
That we will know your ways.
主啊，叫我们许多人蒙光照。
Lord, may you illuminate many of us.
被你光碰着。
That we will be touched by your light.
也被你的爱碰着。
That we will be touched by your love.
主啊，也能够彰显你自己的生命。
That your life may be manifested.
主啊，许多人起来。
That many will rise up.
许多人苏醒。
That many will wake up.
主啊，这是我们向你的呼求，向你的祷告。
This is our cry and our plea before you.
愿你在这里，主啊，做奇妙的工作。
May you do the miraculous work here.
感谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 好，我们聚会就到这里。
We'll conclude our meeting here.